Chapter 5. Tommy Poets. Another piece, supposed by the same hand, by way of supplement to the former. The Icemen of Gotham, cum appendus. This is a treatise of immense erudition, being the great original and fountain of those arguments bandied about both in France and England, for a just defense of modern learning and wit, against the presumption, the pride, and the ignorance of the ancients. This unknown author hath so exhausted the subject, that a penetrating reader will easily discover whatever has been written, since upon that dispute to be little more than repetition. An abstract of this treatise has been lately published by a worthy member of our society. These notices may serve to give the learned reader an idea as well as a taste of what the whole work is likely to produce, wherein I have now altogether circumscribed my thoughts and my studies, and if I can bring it to a perfection before I die, shall reckon I have well employed the poor remains of an unfortunate life. This indeed is more than I can justly expect from a quill worn to the pith in the service of the state, in pros and cons upon popish plots, and meal tubs, and exclusion bills, and passive obedience, and addresses of lives and fortunes, and prerogative, and property, and liberty of conscience, and letters to a friend. From an understanding and a conscience, threadbare and ragged with perpetual turning, from a head broken in a hundred places by the malignance of the opposite factions, and from a body spent with poxes ill-cured, by trusting to bawds and surgeons, who, as it afterwards appeared, were professed enemies to me and the government, and revenged their party's quarrel upon my nose and shins. 411 pamphlets have I written under 3 reigns, and for the service of 36 factions. But finding the state has no farther occasion for me and my ink, I retire willingly to draw it out in 2 speculations more becoming a philosopher, having, to my unspeakable comfort, passed a long life with a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. But to return, I am assured from the reader's candor that the brief specimen I have given will easily clear all the rest of our society's productions from an aspersion grown, as it is manifest, out of envy and ignorance, that they are of little farther use or value to mankind beyond the common entertainments of their wit and their style, for these I am sure have never yet been disputed by our keenest adversaries. In both which, as well as the more profound and most mystical part, I have throughout this treatise closely followed the most applauded originals. And to render all complete, I have with much thought and application of mind so ordered that the chief title prefixed to it, I mean that under which I design it, shall pass in the common conversation of court and town, is modeled exactly after the manner peculiar to our society. I confess to have been somewhat liberal in the business of titles 69, having observed the humor of multiplying them, to bear great vogue among certain writers, whom I exceedingly reverence. And indeed it seems not unreasonable that books, the children of the brain, should have the honor to be christened with variety of names, as well as other infants of quality. Our famous Dryden has ventured to proceed a point farther, endeavoring to introduce also a multiplicity of godfathers, 69b, which is an improvement of much more advantage, upon a very obvious account. It is a pity this admirable invention has not been better cultivated, so as to grow by this time into general imitation, when such an authority serves it for a precedent. Nor have my endeavors been wanting to second so useful an example, but it seems there is an unhappy expense usually annexed to the calling of a godfather, which was clearly out of my head, as it is very reasonable to believe. Where the pinch lay, I cannot certainly affirm, but having employed a world of thoughts and pains to split my treatise into 40 sections, and having entreated 40 lords of my acquaintance that they would do me the honor to stand, they all made it matter of conscience, and sent me their excuses. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.